Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears. Shoot, I messed that up. I was going to say a lie. Gosh dang it, my instinct came over me. Okay, what I was originally going to say was, welcome, welcome to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits broadcasting to you live in your ugly ears, no matter how beautiful you think they are. Ha, he, ha. But I failed. But truly, deeply, I do. Hey, isn't that a song? Truly, madly, deeply do. Anyways, today is National Tell a Lie Day. How do I know that? There is a website that tells me. The website is checkiday.com, and you can go to this website pretty much every day of the year, and it'll tell you what holidays are going on around the world, if not here in America. So there are, like, I actually counted, but I've already forgot the number. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There are 13 holidays going on today. So let's see. There's 404 Day, Hug a Newsperson Day. I kind of actually know someone who's a newsperson, but I doubt I'll be able to get to that station today. So, International Carrots Day, International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action. So if you know anyone who used to work in the mines, go ahead and bid them hello and wish them an awesome day. National Cordon Bleu Day. I think that's a meal, actually. National Fun Day. Ooh, because that's my fun day. Oh, wow. Square Root Day. Sweet Potato Day. Victims of Violence Holy Day. That's H-W-H-O-L-L-Y. That's interesting. Vitamin C Day. Walk Around Things Day. World Rat Day. And finally, National Tell a Lie Day. Wow! Now, I actually really think this is a really cool holiday to come up with. I don't really know, like, who started it. There's a website that actually did kind of a research of Tell a Lie Day, and according to their research, they did not find the creator or the origin of this day. They believe that the creator of National Tell a Lie Day will be the only person who answers no to the following question. Did you create Tell a Lie Day? In keeping with the spirit of this day, everyone's answer will be a lie. Therefore, everyone will say yes, except the creator. Nice. That's actually a great idea. So I actually looked up on the internet and tried to find a whole bunch of lies to say. But I think doing that kind of defeats the purpose of what I was hoping to do today. So just to let you all know, though, I opened up the chats on my radio page. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com, if you're not already there, go to blogtalkradio.com. There should be a chat opened up, and you can go on there. You don't have to be a member. You can actually just go in the chat, and it'll give you, like, a temporary guest number that you can use to chat, which would be awesome. That way I can communicate with you guys without having you to call in. Or you can call in anyways. The number to call in is 646-929-1134. Again, the number is 646-929-1134. Now, I'm actually going to go ahead and say, how should I do this? Now that I know what the actual history of the National Tell a Lie Day is. Because I was hoping to, like, say a bunch of lies and you guys try to get into chat or call in, figure out which one's a lie. But, you know, after researching that National Tell a Lie Day, I think I might just do questions. So here is your question. Here is your first question. And if no one answers, then I guess I will just play some music. So let's see. First question, I guess it would be, what should the question be? I'm not going to do Have You Ever. That's kind of a game. And the last time I witnessed the video of that, it ended horribly. Yesterday I rented Goosebumps and Unfriended. Oh, no, my gosh. I love the Goosebumps film was awesome. I hate how it ended. Well, not... I didn't necessarily hate it. I just mean, like, I'm not going into that. And Unfriended was spooky as heck. Oh, man. I will never see that game, Have You Ever, No. Anyways, your first question. Ooh, that's actually a good sound. Wrong end. I think I'll do that now. Okay, anyways, first question. I keep postponing this. I guess the first question will be, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to ask. If you have a question, go ahead and call in and ask me a question. Again, the number is 646-929-1134. Call in and ask me a question that I could lie to. Yikes. Okay, so question one. Did you ever? Gosh dang it, I am doing the Have You Ever. All right. Let's try this again. Question one. Have you ever told your best friend to stuff a stick in her butt or his butt? If you have an answer, type in chat. If not, call in. The number is 646-929-1134. And I guess for me to wait, I guess I will play a song until you guys call in. And, what was that? Oh, okay. Again, the first question, have you ever told your best friend to go put a stick up her butt or his butt? So you can type in the chat that I've opened up on my Blog Talk Radio page for today's episode. If not, you can call in 646-929-1134. So I guess while I'm waiting, I will play a portion of a song, because otherwise I don't know why no one's calling in or anything. I guess I didn't promo it enough. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play a song. And this song is that Trilogy Unknown song that I keep playing for you guys, sung by my sister. And I don't know who the male singer is. No one's really told me.
By the time that I find you, you can hear a thing. It's a ride, it's okay, through the storm, through the rain. intervenes. And by the time that I find you, he's taking care of things. It's alright, be okay through the storm, through the rain. Hold on tight to your faith, don't let go, I'm on the way.
All right, and that was some random trilogy song, part two, take 15, surprisingly. I don't know why it took so many takes. And that those singers are my sister, Anna Wilkerson, and who knows who the male singer is. And I never did figure it out, and no one's responding. And another disappointment. No one is calling in or even talking in chat. I did like a whole bunch of PR, a whole bunch of promo about today's show. A lot of people viewed it. I don't understand why no one is tuning in. Come on, people. All right. So, again, the question. Question number one. Have you ever told your best friend to go put a stick up her butt or his butt? Oh, I almost lost my water. My water bottle, I mean. So, if you're just now tuning in, I am celebrating National Tell a Lie Day. If you are on blogtalkradio.com, go ahead and type in chat what your answer is to the question. Do not be worrying if your best friend is listening or not. Come on, I'm not that big on Blog Talk Radio, but I am trying to get big on YouTube. None of my archived podcasts have been on my YouTube channel, and I never will do that because that is just mean. And one, I don't intend on earning anything from my podcasts on this show. So, once again, I'm going to tell you can get on the chat on my profile answer this question, or you can call in. The number is 646-929-1134. But since no one is answering this question, I will go ahead and answer the question myself. So question one for me. Have I ever told my best friend to go put a stick up her butt? The answer is yes. So you determine if that is a lie or not. And the next question, question number two. Wait, where to go? Okay. Will you be telling your boss that you are going to quit? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, man. Now, that's a good question to lie to. Good grief. So, again, type in the chat if you are going to answer. If not, you can call in to answer. 646-929-1134. Why is no one talking? I suck. So, again, that question number two is, will you ever tell your boss that you're going to quit? So I guess while I'm waiting, I will play the next song, which I was hoping would not be playing for today, Deliver Us. And this, I think, it says Ofra Haza and Eden Regal, but I'm sure there are more than two singers in this song, considering this song is actually the soundtrack from the film Prince of Egypt. I hope you've seen it because it's one of the best, and I love that movie. All right, I'm actually going to stop the song there because I think there might be a couple of people tuning in because I just checked my Facebook and someone actually helped me bump my little bit of news about the show. So if you're just now tuning in, I am celebrating National Tell a Lie Day. Now, this is an incredible holiday. It only happens once a year, including like 12 other holidays that are going on around the world. You can actually find that out on the website. Oh, shoot, I closed it, didn't I? Yes, I did. There it is. You can check it out on... Why is this showing? Stop it. Okay. You can check it out on the website, checkiday.com. That's the letter I, not the actual physical form of the body. It's the letter I. All right, now... No one answered the first question, which was, have you ever told your best friend to put a stick up her or his butt? No one called in to answer that, so I answered it myself. And the second question, which I am using my fake wand for this. Woohoo! The second question is, will you ever tell your boss that you're going to quit? Now, if you would be willing to participate in this, you can actually type in the chats that I've opened up on today's segment. You can find that on my page, on my Blog Talk Radio profile page, or you can call in. The number is 646-929-1134. Please help me out with this. I am trying to get audience participation. So if anyone is going to answer this, this would be awesome. Please, somebody call in. I want answers. I want answers. I love that sound. So I guess while I'm waiting, I don't know if you guys are listening or not. I actually did a little more research on lies, actually. There are actually eight types of lies that people tell. And I'm actually going to go ahead and read this article that I found about these eight types of lies. So the first one of the eight types is white lies. A white lie is often called the least serious of all lies. People tell white lies claiming to be tactful or polite. I do that way too much. And there's broken promises, which I also do too much. I'm sure you guys know what broken promises are. Yeah. And there's the lie of fabrication. Fabrication is telling others something you don't know for sure is true. I actually kind of do that sometimes. It's weird. Then there's the bold-faced lie. A bold-faced lie is telling someone that everyone knows is a lie. It's simple and sometimes cute for a little child to tell a bold-faced lie about not eating any cookies, even though there's chocolate all over his or her face. Let's see. Then there's the lying and exaggeration. Of course, exaggeration is enhancing a truth by adding lies to it. The person who exaggerates usually mixes truths and untruths to make themselves look impressive to others. Yikes. Okay, then there's lies of deception. A deceiver tries to create an impression that causes others to be misled by not telling all the facts or creating a false impression. John Doe admitted he was a deceiver. Oh, wait, that's the next sentence. Whoa, that's creepy. I'm highlighting the words and they're turning white. That's awesome. oh my gosh, white lie. Oh gosh, that's awesome. Then there's plagiarism. We all know this because we try to do that during school. Plagiarism is both stealing and lying. It consists of copying someone else's work and calling it your own. Please, please try not to do that during school because you will get kicked out. Then, last but not least, there is compulsive lying. Compulsive lying is often caused by low self-esteem and a need for attention. In fact, the compulsive liar finds it all but impossible to stop. A compulsive liar tells their mistruths even when telling the truth would be easier and better. Actually, I kind of do that at work, considering there's this one coworker that I absolutely do not like. Okay, so again, I'm going to bring up this. If you're tuning in and you're hearing to these different types of lies, that is because today it is National Tell a Lie Day. Tell someone a lie or answer a question with a lie. That is basically what the history is about. And the second question that I've been trying to get people to answer is, will you ever tell your boss that you're going to quit? And you can answer this question by going into the chat that I have open on my Blog Talk Radio show. Getting close for me to saying goodbye. On the Blog Talk Radio show profile, Or you can call in. The number is 646-929-1134. And I guess since no one is calling in, I am going to go ahead and answer it myself, and I'm going to say no. And that is actually the truth. As much as I really want to quit, I am not going to say it to my boss. I love working at this job, but I really can't take it anymore. And I think with that actually kind of sounds like the TARDIS. I think with that multiple noise from my wand, I think I'm going to end the show from here. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit saying goodbye with Deliver Us, or at least a portion of the song, by Ofra Haza and Eden Regal and probably a couple of others because I doubt they did this song by themselves. Bye, everyone.